Hello, this is Linda Esposito from WiredForHappy.com. Welcome to Tips for Dealing with Difficult Family Events. Remember, when it comes to dealing with troubled relationships, you have three choices. One, maintain the status quo. For example, don't do anything different. Number two, try and change someone else. Or three, change yourself. Now, assuming you'd like to work on your reactions, try the following tips. Number one, plan ahead. Knowing you're in for a psychological arm wrestle can protect you from unrealistic expectations like, this time things will be different. Using experience as a guide, think of three events that are likely to occur. For example, Uncle Joe will drink four bottles of red wine before dinner is served. My sister will probably comment about my weight. My kids are likely to be running around like bats out of hell before dessert. Two, know your triggers. Think of people, smells, sights, sounds, tone of voice, foods, alcohol, emotional intensity, etc. Three, think of the trigger thoughts that increase your anger. This is important because it will introduce self-awareness as a coping mechanism so that when you find yourself thinking about black and white, all or nothing, or catastrophic thoughts, you can replace these thoughts with more neutral, healthy, and realistic thoughts. Four, come up with coping strategies for dealing with anger or sadness or whatever uncomfortable emotion tends to affect you the most around family. This is your action plan. For example, when I notice my emotional thermometer running high, I can excuse myself, I can take a walk outside, practice deep breathing or positive mantras. I can remind myself to stay in the here and now. I can do some stretching. I can close my eyes, call a friend, leave at a set time, etc. Five, notice what's different. Remind yourself that it's common to turn into a 15-year-old around family members. This is because adolescence typically represented a time when we did not have a lot of control around many of the things around us. Old wounds are reopened, and we often revert back to childhood patterns of behavior. It's key to remind yourself that you're no longer an adolescent or a dependent of your parents, but a capable adult. Think about the difference between you now and you back then. Finally, remember this is a family gathering with a finite end time. Plan on doing something nice to celebrate keeping your cool and not fanning the family flames. Despite the best of intentions and having high hopes to have a pleasant family event, the reality is sometimes it does not turn out that way. I would greatly appreciate if you could share this resource to Facebook or Twitter or via email. Thank you.